Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. He's back again.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And last week, you left us with a challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase, hearing aids. Rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, four letters, seven letters, for something that happens during a brainstorming session. What is it?
That is idea sharing.
All right, Ian, it is once again World Series time. Woo, baseball! Tonight is game three. And as we do every year, we wish whichever teams are in the series good luck and hope that, dear listeners, the team you want to win will win. And as we also do every year, it's time once again for our annual quiz on series. To refresh everyone's memory, I'll read a list of items that form a series or part of one, with one item missing. Your job is to determine what item goes in the blank. First up, Stephen Breyer, John Roberts, Samuel Alito, Sonia Sotomayor, blank.
Elena Kagan?
Elena Kagan is correct. The category being?
Supreme Court justices in order of their arrival on the court.
That's right, the five most recent appointees. Burmese Days, A Clergyman's Daughter, Keep the Aspidistra Flying, Coming Up for Air, blank, 1984.
I got one guess. Animal Farm.
Correct. The category being?
George Orwell novels.
That's right. Animal Farm in 1984, as of 2007, have sold 50 million copies in 62 languages, and that is more than any other pair of novels by a 20th century author. Skies, Grain, Majesties, Plain, Blank, The, Brotherhood, Sea.
I give on this. I don't know.
What if I told you that the first two words of it are, oh, beautiful?
Oh, okay. America, the beautiful.
Yes, America is the missing word. Yes, those are the last words of the lines of the first verse of America, the Beautiful. And that was originally written by Catherine Lee Bates as a poem called Pike's Peak. And the original version talked of halcyon skies and enameled plain. Here's Looking at You, Kid. Toto, I've a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Blank.
So many options. I'll guess, frankly, dear, I don't give a damn.
Very good. Nice job. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn is correct.
Because I almost went to Star Wars, though. Let the record show.
Yeah, I'm so surprised at that. Because the category is what?
AFI's top 100 movie quotes.
That's right. The top five quotes on AFI's list of 100. And finally, blank, Annapolis, Atlanta, Augusta, Austin.
Albany?
Yes, very good. Because?
Those are the state capitals in alphabetical
that
order.
That is correct, yes. Albany is the very first capital in alphabetical order, and also the only capital whose name contains the abbreviation of the state it's in. Is your favorite team currently winning the World Series? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Batter up.
Start with the phrase, strike out. Change one letter to an M, and you can rearrange the result to spell a four-letter word for something that flies, and a five-letter word for an event during which it might be hard to fly that thing. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll work on this challenge while we watch the games, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
Go baseball.